Changing circumstances don't change his goodness. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. We've all had the occasional bad days or rough season. In my experience, it seems that on those days, every inconvenient thing piles on top of one another. I've had days when I woke up to get ready for work and spilled my coffee, stubbed my toe, put on mismatched shoes, and hit every red light on my way just to walk in the door and have my boss get on to me about something from the day before. Instant adult temper tantrum on my part, pointing my finger at God for my bad day. Maybe you can relate. Or how about this? When some unspeakable event happens in your life that causes you immense grief, everything that follows seems to go wrong. This opens the door for far more than a temper tantrum. Try a season of depression and anxiety. Sister, when our circumstances shatter, it's so hard not to do the same ourselves. But when the going gets tough, try to remember this plea. Please don't give your circumstances the power to change your view of God or of yourself. Because when everything falls apart, that's the time to fall before God's feet and take your problems to his throne. The enemy will try to use our hardest moments to infiltrate our hearts and cause us to question God's goodness. But we know the truth. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We must rise above our circumstances. Yes, they challenge us, but they don't have to change us. The enemy wants us to buckle under pressure and question God's goodness. He wants to paint God as a tyrant, and it's simply not true. As hard as it may be, we need to separate our experiences from what we know to be true about God. His goodness is the same, even on our worst days. We can take our grief to him and know that regardless of whatever pain we may be walking through, he will work in all situations for our good and his glory. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Brit.